Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode and another week of The Next Stage. This week, me and Tyler were able to connect and reach out to a super talented young lady whose name is Skylar Snyder. Super talented, super fast, at the age of 22, has already raced in Europe and is part of the super iconic team Legion of Los Angeles that's out there changing the way racing is viewed and bringing more equality to the sport. This was a great podcast to hear about Skylar and her racing and also what she's doing on the side. Hope everyone enjoys this podcast. It was so fun to sit down with everyone again, get Tyler back on. It's a good time all in all. Hope everyone enjoys. Have a great day. D. Will, what's good, man?
Oh, not much. I'm at the mercy of a 7-month-old, so just if you hear some noise in the background, ignore it.
Yo, man, I remember it very, I mean, I'm still there, you know?
Yeah.
Almost into the terrible twos, they tell us.
Yeah.
Dude, but it's so good. I got this mountain bike thing for her, so she just sits right on the front of my mountain bike.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And she just balances, man. Like,
that's
her
awesome.
Feet are clipped in, but we just go shred. Sky, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. I'll keep the headphones in then.
Crystal,
go ahead.
Oh, I said crystal clear.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Nice.
Perfect.
I was hoping this had a mute on it in case someone decides to scream, but it doesn't. So
it's not stress.
Wish us luck.
That's the beauty of it, man. I mean, we're just two dads now, also, you know. So that's just part of it. So
that's pretty cool.
It's crazy. It's I don't even believe it sometimes. I'll just be like, "What? I have a daughter."
Yeah. How old is she now?
I just was telling Tyler she's almost into what they say, like, their terrible twos. She'll be two. Why?
Wow. Exciting.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's super exciting. And I was telling him about there's this company called Ride Shotgun, and they sent me this, like, handlebar and seat that goes on the front of my mountain bike, and I take her out for mountain bike rides all the time.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
She's
a little cyclist.
She loves. The other day we watched like Flesh Wallone and Liège, and I mean, because Tyler knows that's got a real special place in our heart. The old they used to live there near La Rosier, but yeah, so it's been fun to, like, you know, be able to show her those races and get her excited. She loves to grab her helmet, loves to run to the garage, but it's I guess that ties in great with, like, you know, the best reason to bring you on, you know. I mean, it's pretty awesome what you're doing right now, and we're stoked to have you on the podcast to kind of share what you are up to.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, I mean, for those who don't know, Skylar, you can kind of introduce yourself a bit, but she's, like, done all the hard things, I guess you could say, right? Like, you went from a junior women's team, which, well, it was not even junior women's team, it was your own team, to did Worlds, then grinded through Europe, was on Bowles Dolmans, living in Sittard the whole time, or while you're in Europe. I mean, and then now you're, Skylar is my teammate, which is pretty sweet. So, now she's on Legion Los Angeles and having to relearn how to be a bike racer because we do things 100% different.
Yep.
So, yeah. I mean, how did you get into cycling? Like, how did you start? And then, yeah, we'll go from there.
All right. Yeah, my parents met in high school. Done a lot of riding and racing. And my mom, that didn't last long because he built her a custom hot pink bike. And from there, she got into racing the track. They got married and had my older sister. And she grew up watching my mom race, and my dad was coaching a lot of athletes at the time. And then I grew up watching my sister race. And my siblings and I, we all started with BMX around 4 or 5 years old. And yeah, got some really good bike handling skills. And we all did track and cyclocross. I liked the road the most. I did my first junior nationals. I think I was 12, so it was 10, 12 age group. And I won that and then knew I wanted to stay on the road. And from there, yeah, just kept racing. I think at 13, I was in the pro races with my sister. We were teammates at the time. And it's funny because now I'm looking back at pictures and interviews, and I've been in the sport so long, I've forgotten that I've done a lot of what I've done. And it's still exciting because now I'm 22 and I see myself racing for at least 10 more years. So,
For
yeah,
sure.
that's kind of my story.
So you race, I think this is, sorry, like, sorry to cut you off, TJ. Like, I think this is like kind of like a cool thing. So the team that you race for, like the IS Corp as a junior, that was your team with, that you guys ran, like your family, you and your sister, correct?
Yeah, they had a standing junior team for about 10 years. We met the owner, he's from Milwaukee, and asked if he'd be interested in creating a professional women's team, and he was. So we brought on some girls we knew. One was Mexican, one was Guatemalan. We had an Australian, some Kiwis. Sam and I think we were two of the three Americans on the team, and they all came and lived at my house for about 6 months of the year. And we just got in the team van and drove around the country, and we won, I think, at least 90% of the races, and some really good memories there.
That's, see, I think that's
It
such an
was
awesome
fun.
story. Yeah, like, I mean, you were, how old were you at the time? Like, look, I remember you were on that team when you were at Worlds in
Yeah,
2015,
so
so forever.
17, 18, yeah.
Okay, yeah, nice. That's nuts to me.
And then,
Yeah, that's yeah, what we'll put together with the Legion women's team. I think we can get that level again on the women's side.
oh, without a
You
doubt.
don't just want to be like part of our team and just do our
Do
races. No, I
the
mean,
men's races all year.
yeah, we can get into that later. That was so fun. I had such a great time at that race.
I that that that's I mean that was a big reason I think we wanted to get you on here as well. Was I think that was so awesome and inspirational, where you're just like, man, I mean, just throw it down with the men or the women, you know, doesn't matter. We're all like, you know, and to be able to do that, I love that Legion, you know, everyone put that together. I think it's you know, it really made a point to everyone, and I think it helped taught I mean teaches each person a new skill and a new level of experience, I think.
Totally. Yeah, the guys were looking out for me. I had no idea if I would finish, like how it would come down, but it's yeah, sitting on the lead out train with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 was that was really cool to watch. And I learned a lot. So one day when I'm directing a train, like I'll take that experience with me.
I guess we jumped into that, but because people, everyone, so Skylar, you raced a California race with Legion.
She kicked off the SoCal racing scene, yeah, in the P123 men.
In the men race, didn't it do the
Yeah.
race? Did the men race? There's photos of her sitting on the train with the guys. It's crazy. It's super, super cool. What, so talk about that. Talk about the, like, what was that your idea to do that?
No, not at all. It was their idea. They kind of mentioned it during team camp, and I thought, oh, funny. And then they actually flew me out here, and Legion had made it free entries for any woman who wanted to do the men's race. So quite like I would say at least three women actually started that race.
Wow, they did free entry to any woman that
Yes.
started the race.
Yeah. So
Oh my God, that's
that was
way
really
cool.
cool.
That's
Yeah.
crazy cool,
So
because that kind of just shows, like, all right, here
yeah.
you go. Like,
Yeah.
there's no
You
excuse
might as
now.
well
Go out
try.
and race.
Yeah,
Yeah, go out and race.
exactly.
Who were the other
Wow.
women? I actually didn't know that there was other women
I
on Skylar's
know
team. We should
that
give them a shout out.
a rider on TIBCO and I Holly Breck I saw on there as well.
See that?
So
Yeah, I
that was
didn't know
pretty
that. That, like, they should also get credit, because that
for
was crazy.
sure. Yeah. And there were what, over 140 men who started too?
I didn't see the back of that field, but I looked
Yeah.
back once and it was real,
A long
real
line.
long.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah.
Great. Seriously, that's crazy. That is such a
Yeah.
cool experience to, yeah, be able to, so is that something you're going to continue to do with Legion?
I think so. I fly back to LA this week. I believe there's a race next weekend, and I'll just do the men's race because I think it's good training and maybe improve on what I did last time if they'll have me. But yeah, I know for sure the men start a lot faster because I looked down and thought, oh, we're probably a quarter of the way and we were 8 minutes in. So that was a shock.
Love it. I saw I did like I think at one point I mean I never dropped back further than 20 25
Right.
wheels in, but you were sitting right there in the front the whole time, and then it was funny to hear all the stories after, because
Yeah.
CJ was kind of your bodyguard, and just hearing all the stories of, yeah, I couldn't believe that you were on the train until one to go, and then we saw the photo and I was just like, it was pretty chaotic then.
It
That
was.
was so awesome.
Yeah. I lost it a few times when I was hovering and then I got back on, but it was cool. Yeah. And then just to see, watch Corey's GoPro footage after, and yeah, to have been there is kind of cool.
So what can Corey and Justin do better?
Oh.
Because they, because you know they love to give out some criticism, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe just, I don't know.
Who
I don't
rode
want
better
to say
position in the
too
race? Were you ahead of them most of the time, or were you sitting near them?
Well, Justin stayed on my wheel a lot, and then funny. If someone came up to mess with me, he would say, "Don't do it," and then they would look back, and then they wouldn't do it. So that's where he stayed. And I think Corey stayed, yeah, right around us, maybe a little in front of
Okay, so
us.
Corey rides better position than Justin.
But well,
Okay.
he was watching out for me, so
Gotcha.
he
That's
had a
great.
reason.
That's great. And you said you're flying back out to LA, so where are you at right now?
I'm home in West Dallas, so Milwaukee area. And it snowed here last week, so
Oof.
I'm pretty over the winter.
So then you booked a flight to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Nice. How What so what races are on your schedule this trip out?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think, yeah, whatever the team's doing. For me, this
How long
California
are you going
team
to
is
be here
all
for, and then
new.
I can tell you.
About a week.
Okay, so probably just
So
that
whatever's
one
next
for it.
weekend.
Yeah. All right,
Yeah.
sweet. Yeah, there's some, it's on a racetrack, I believe, the
Ooh.
race down there. Yeah, but good money.
Oh
So, yeah, so
yeah.
go make yourself some prize money. Nice.
Cool.
Skyler.
I'm excited.
Go ahead, TJ.
Skyler, now kind of moving back. Pretty important. You're super young, and then what year did you sign with Bulls and make the move to go to Europe and live in Ysitterd? I mean, that's a massive move. What maybe kind of go back to that time and talk about what was going on and what when you signed that and when you did move over.
Well, in 2017, I was on a trip with the national team, and we did a race in the Czech Republic, and that was my first ever race in Europe. I think I won a bunch sprint there. And then from there we went to Germany, and then I won the last stage of Turgen. And we went back to Europe and did some more races. And then after that was Junior Worlds, and I got second in the road race, fourth in the time trial. Or that was 2016. Together now. But anyway, I got an email from Danny Stamm, the director of Bulls, while we were over in Europe, and Megan Gornier was racing with us on the national team, and I think she may have put it in his head, like, to reach out to me. And I thought it was a prank at first, but followed through with it, and
That's a dream.
within pretty soon, yeah, at least I signed the contract because I knew, like, maybe it's now or never. And yeah, it happened pretty fast. But then December came, and I was at the first training camp, and yeah, did it. Them halfway through the year, they offered me a 2-year contract for the next, so for 19 and 20. And yeah, I didn't think about it twice because I was really happy with the team and the environment. And that's, yeah, how it went.
I mean, I can imagine that was, yeah, why you thought that was a prank. It's like
Yeah.
you're
And it
what,
was
you're
like
like
this really
18 and
broken Dutch, like, hi, you know how it is, how it, yeah,
yeah.
so.
Bulls, we definitely know who that is.
Yeah.
Bulls is one of the best. It's, I mean,
The
that's,
best.
yeah,
Yeah. You say the best.
to be 18 years old and get that email, like I said, you're just going crazy. And then to
Yeah.
have what then, like, what was the whole, like, who helped you move to Sittard, or how'd you get to that?
I had been there with the national team. So for me, it was the most familiar thing in Europe, and I kind of wanted that familiarity. And the national team, they had some staff over there who were really helpful. And the Bulls service course was,
Shout out Andrew Hawks.
yeah, Hawk, the best.
Did you live in the house?
In the house, yeah, in Watersley.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yep, and then yeah, it was good, a good spot because the Bulls service course was so close, so they would just pick me up and we'd drive to Belgium or wherever the races were.
I'm super young. Across, like, or, I mean, was that crazy? What was it?
Yeah, so I'll always say this: the racing and the training was the easy part because that's what we loved to do. It was more. I was pretty much the only rider in those houses most of the time. During my first year over there, I was almost deported for overstaying, which I had no idea was the law. Like, there were so many unknowns. Plus, you won't believe this, but the entire time I was in Europe, I never had cell data, so it was only connecting to Wi-Fi. And most race hotels don't really have Wi-Fi, so I spent a lot of time off the grid or lost somewhere on my bike. So it was all the off the bike things that were the most challenging, but each time got easier and I learned a lot and realized, yeah, you have to ask for help and not be too proud or scared to, yeah, find your people and who have the experience and knowledge to help.
I'm curious. So I definitely overstayed a few times too.
Yeah,
You
yeah.
probably as well.
Yeah, I got the airport. They when I got off the airplane to come back into Belgium, they pulled me back into the security and were like, "Why are you coming back to Belgium? Why have you been here so long?" And I'm like, "What? Well, you don't. I mean, your country's awesome. I'm racing bikes here. What? I mean," and then I'm just like terrified they were gonna put me on the plane
Right.
back.
Exactly.
Like exhausted. I'm just like, let me go through. I just want to race my bike.
And it
So
worked?
yeah, it worked.
Good.
Yeah, like so what did you do in that situation? Because like I think it's funny, like people would never think about that when you're just like an American going over there, but when you sign a pro contract, like, and they expect you to
Right.
actually
And
live
so in
there
the
full
spring you
time,
yeah.
but you don't,
And
like,
in
you
the
can't just go over. So that's not how it works.
no.
I mean, you can,
Yeah.
but you're not supposed to.
Yeah, right. I guess there's loopholes and some people are like, if you go in through Spain, you'll be fine. But yeah, I had spent 3 months straight in the spring and then I came was under the impression that it would reset because that's what I was told. But then I was flying into Amsterdam from a race in London and they and yeah, it was not easy, but
That's what the team told
basically
me.
had to promise that I would get out of the country. But okay, so from there I had to get a lawyer and start the whole visa process. So I had to set up a business, get a financial plan. In my off season, I had to fly to Amsterdam to meet at the Chamber of Commerce to present the business. And it was, yeah, set up the bank account, all these steps, pay taxes, have the health insurance, all in Holland to get the 2-year visa. And then this year, the 2-year visa expired, so I had to retract all of that while being in the States. So that alone was enough to kind of burn me out
I can
on being
imagine.
over there. So when and if I go back, definitely will do things differently. I don't know what the better answer is because, yeah, you have to get the visa and do it right if you don't want to get
Yeah,
in trouble, but
I think the first answer is don't try to do it in Holland.
yeah.
Well, and
Yeah.
but you, I felt like my kind of final year I was there when I like you finally got cell service and you finally like give in to everything and you just finally realize like, oh, I gotta make this place a home. Like I can't keep thinking that it's you know not because you're there for 3 months, so you gotta make it cozy, you know, and
It's
if you're
true.
out of your suitcase, you feel like you're just living this weird life. And I felt like the more that I tried to make it more homey, and do kind of other things, it helped. But that's, yeah, it's crazy stressful. And I can't, that's why I say, like, at that young age, having to do it kind of solo dolo, it's got to be even more. Considered your second year as well.
Yeah.
At
And
the
then
same.
this in the US house, yeah. And then the beginning of 2020, I was in Girona and really happy there. Had some, like some American housemates, and it did feel a lot more homey. And then COVID, and then we flew home, but
So
yeah.
we're with Bulls at that last year as well.
With bowls, yeah.
And you were you said you moved to Girona.
Yep. My teammate Katie Hall was there, and she offered to let me stay, and we had a really great time. Yeah, just having friends around is so important. Like you say, making it at home, and you have to have that community.
Were you there through like during COVID or like through March or how long were you there
No,
until you came home?
I was there for. So I was there a few weeks, went to Newsblad, and then went back a few weeks. And as I was coming home from Newsblad, the girls going to, I think it was Strata, were told that Strata was canceled. So then we were like, oh no, what's happening? And then a few days later, the whole spring got canceled. So we booked me a flight as fast as we could. And I took a train to Barcelona, spent the night in a hotel. And as I was checking in, the guy behind me was asking if he could extend his room a night. And they said, no, our hotel closes tomorrow. So,
Wow.
like, your only chance is to get on a flight home. And
That is so
everything
stressful.
worked out. It was stressful, yeah. But made it home.
That's so crazy. I can't
Yeah.
even imagine. I knew friends and there people. I mean, we all knew friends who are over there. But yeah, who just flew over there and then we're expecting this big race calendar and then nothing. And then
Yeah.
for you, like, was that a fine? That was a final contract year and everything. Were you planning on leaving Bulls or like that's a nerve-wracking thing that all of a sudden COVID, you're like, well, great, I trained. I'm now. I wanted to race. I wanted to perform. Like, what were your thoughts during that?
I think at the time, like I left almost all my stuff in Girona because no one knew then how long it would be. Then I was training to go back for the fall races, but they didn't fly Katie or I, which made sense, like to risk getting stuck there a second time, like all of that would have been hard. But yeah, in about July, I was talking with the team, the director, and we 2019, to put it honestly, was a really terrible year for me. And then to not get to like redeem myself at all in 2020, like that's been hard. But also with all that visa stuff, and it took a toll on me, and I was kind of done with it and really wanted to come back to the US. And at the time, I talked to Justin, and that was before we even talked about a women's team, but just to hear his excitement for crit racing, and yeah, just being so happy. I knew I wanted to be a part of that, and I'd been following the team for a while. So, with Bulls, we left on extremely good terms, and he said he'll keep an eye on me, and maybe in a few years I'll be back there. But if not, like it was totally the right decision. Couldn't be happier. So,
Now they're gonna have to buy you out of your contract.
yeah.
I mean, or just big enough that it
takes care of itself, you know.
Yeah,
It's looking that
exactly. So it all
it's
worked
looking
out
that way.
really well.
I mean,
Yeah.
or changing the way racing is done and looks and so were you the one that so you said you reached out to Justin and then were you kind of like, hey man, like throw me on the squad, like put me in, coach?
Yeah, I was exactly. After like that first phone call, I thought about it. I was like, they're changing the sport, and I want to be a part of that, and I want to be someone that girls, little girls, or other women can look up to. And yeah, they're obviously increasing diversity, but that also means gender inclusion. So it really made sense. And I know he had to be the one to go to sponsors, and I think all the sponsors were really excited to hear it. And it happened quickly. And yeah, now I can't imagine it any other way.
So like for me, when I came back from doing Europe and then had to like kind of, especially when I started with Legion, like, because I had like a year to kind of, I guess you would have been well in a way as well, like had a year to kind of decompress, but or like and kind of like readjust your expectations. Like did was it so has it been hard, like I'm just trying to, hard is the wrong word, but obviously, like the way Legion does things, like in good and bad ways, is just like much different than a Bulls. Your resources are slightly less. We kind of do things on our own time. You know, things like that. Like, how is that like affected? I mean, does that make a difference to you, or have you like kind of enjoyed just like how low key Legion is with things?
Yeah, I've really been enjoying it. It reminds me of the IF core days a lot. Everybody, yeah, it's just really, it feels like a family. And at camp, I was the only girl, but I never felt excluded. If anything, it felt, yeah, the most comfortable environment I've really ever gotten to be a part of. So, I, yeah, for me, it's a big change, but
Skylar's
my
got a jump shot,
personality
by the way.
changes. Yeah, no.
She's got a definite jump shot. So when the
No
second
way.
thing doesn't work out, we can just put her in the WNBA and it'll be fine. On to your next sport.
Oh, that's funny. No, it's been really good, and I'm just learning a lot how you guys do things. Like, it's working. You guys are successful, and the personalities on the team really make it. Everyone's really a good person.
Yeah, no, it sorry, Tyler just accidentally jumped off, but no,
Oh, we lost him.
yeah, he'll pop on here. He always anytime he loses connection, it's easy for him to
Okay.
back on. But no, I loved how you said you felt the actually the most comfortable and that you have on this team. And I don't know, maybe go like I like what needs to, you know, you talk about equality and women, more equality in the sport, in your view, is the best way for that. How is, oh, here he is.
I'm back. Sorry.
Will. You're back.
I hung up on you guys while I was transitioning my child from
No
one
stress,
area
man.
to another.
I just was asking her, she mentioned that she felt super equal and part of the team, and I was kind of asking her like what, in her way, in her words, what's the best, how can women's cycling be better or more inclusive? I mean, you're racing with men. I think that's a huge step forward. What do you
Yeah,
know,
I think,
more equality, basically.
yeah, if I can, I mean, of course, I didn't have to touch the front or do anything really in the race, but it shows the level of women's cycling where we actually can go in a men's race and hang on or do all right. So, yeah, I think I'm always really passionate about welcoming women into the sport and, yeah, category 3, 4s and juniors and just being a asset or a resource for them. Because, yeah, to make it to the pro level, you have to go through those ranks. And one day, if we can have field sizes in the hundreds in the US criterion, like the men have, that would be amazing. A lot of the clips actually do offer equal prize money, and live feeds are getting bigger and more common. So I think it's on the right track for sure.
That's awesome. That's super awesome. Yeah, no, I think it's Yeah, it's just you see the UCI and everyone. I mean, I guess it's like tiny steps at a time.
Yeah, and having the Women's Cyclist Alliance speaking up for women is huge. And they have riders on their board, so and retired riders who are actually experiencing a lot of it. And there's a lot of more bad things happening in Europe than in the US. But yeah, just to have that spokesperson is really important.
And so I was joking about you, your next career for cycling, but people who follow you on Instagram already like know, but like you're pretty busy besides riding your bike, which probably if you're like me and you came back from Europe and you're like, wow, I have so much more bandwidth actually than I realized, and I can do this and this and this. So what else are you up to? Because you have like a lot of exciting things going on besides riding bikes as well.
My sister and I are opening a bakery cafe here in West Dallas.
What? That's awesome.
So actually, having spent time in Europe, you guys will know this. How common or how there's bakeries on every corner with fresh bread. And when I got home, I always really missed that. So I started making bread. And then spending a year at home, I started making it for friends and family and selling it and called it the Bread Club. And yeah, from there, we bought a building and are opening a bakery. So it's kind of crazy. There's so many things you need to know that you don't know, but we've submitted everything to the city and we should have our permits and approvals in the middle of May. And then, yeah, then we'll start building everything. And
See, setting up that Dutch visa and Dutch business, it wasn't for nothing.
there are so many similarities with the financial plan and business plan and yeah, have an accountant and all that kind of the details, which my sister's better at than I am. So I
That's
rely on her a lot with that. But yeah, we're really excited because,
so crazy.
yeah. And
I mean,
it's called the Bread Peddler. So
people
Mary's cooking.
make goods all day, all the time. Like, where do you then, I mean, have like, who was it, where you're just like, you know what? I'm actually gonna start. Let's buy this building. I'm gonna start making a whole lot of bread, and we're gonna sell it out of here. Like, that's what? Who was that? Your idea? Your sister?
No, I was totally against it. 'Cause I was like, no, I need to race full time. I'm going to school. I'm teaching yoga now. I was like, I don't need another thing to do. But my brother-in-law, he bought the plot of land because he's going to build a garage for his contracting business. And the storefront was sitting there and it was a good price. It's 7 minutes from my house. And like everything was just aligning perfectly. So we thought, wow. Why not try it? So we're gonna do it.
Crazy. Remind, what's the name?
It is the Bread Peddlers.
The Bread Peddler. Do you have an
Yeah.
Instagram account for that as
Yeah,
well?
there's an Instagram.
That's awesome. So then everyone
Yeah.
check that out, and anytime you're stopping by, and go get some fresh bread. What's your specialty?
Dutch oven bread. So it's these, yeah, really nice dense loaves, but we'll also do a full espresso and coffee bar and other baked goods. And actually, you're an artist. We are going to be list having an online store and we're going to be selling art from local artists to support them. So,
That's
yeah, you
killer.
can
That's
check that
straight to TJ's heart there.
Yeah.
You spoke to him. Yeah.
That's so rad. Such a cool thing to be, I mean, on Legion and then also have your bakery. That's so cool.
So we'll see how it works out when it's open and I'm traveling for races and how it all works out. But we're hoping to hire my mom and, yeah, give her a place in the bakery. So we'll see.
That's so.
And so as if racing and setting up a business isn't enough, you're also getting your yoga bar certification, correct?
Yeah,
So,
I taught tonight. And then it
okay,
was a
nice.
full class.
Right on. Well, that's awesome.
Sold out.
Yeah.
So nervous.
You did your first class
Explain.
tonight?
Sorry?
You're doing your first class tonight?
I did it.
Oh
Yeah.
my gosh,
Right
congratulations.
before this call.
Congratulations. Dang,
Thank
my
you,
wife
Seth.
is she just got her yoga
Yeah.
and so she's as well, like, to do the first class, she's terrified, but
Yeah.
she hers this Saturday.
Oh,
Me
exciting.
to talk to you. That's crazy.
That's so neat. She'll do fine. As
Talk
soon as
about,
you start, it's natural.
yeah, I mean, that's scary. Standing up in front of a full class, talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, the hardest part for me was from start to finish, I have my playlist going, but everyone in the class was silent. So it's like, man, I'm doing something really wrong, like nobody's smiling or anything. And then we got done and they were just so focused, and it was a hard class. Like, I can feel it now, I'm sore. But yeah, it was fun, and I'll be teaching more in the coming weeks. So actually, when we're on the road too, I'll teach some for the team, and that'll be fun.
Dang,
Yay.
that's I can't wait to see Justin in one of your yoga
Right.
classes. Oh, that'd be classic. Oh my
It's
gosh.
good team bonding.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. You're talking to two people who on BMC, like, that was like, that's what we did at team camp. The
Yeah.
yoga classes were like harder than training reps at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, it was like you get to like day 7 of team camp, and they would always do them like super early in the morning, like 7 a.m. It was like before
Oh.
breakfast, no coffee, no nothing. You roll out and you do like 45 minutes of yoga, and oh man, it was
Yeah.
those were the days.
Yeah, my wife's like, I mean, she's like always wondering like why I can do all those poses now, and I'm just like, yeah, it's because exactly what Tyler said on BMC, we're
Yeah.
doing it so often, and like, why well, don't even wear Lululemon anymore? Because like, sadly, we wore it so much that I just am tired of it. I just so much. I wouldn't ever pack to go over there. I would just get the team gear from January team camp and just wear Lululemon all the time. So then by the time you get home, you're dying to put on jeans.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Yeah.
But dang, that's incredible. I can't believe all that you're up to.
Yeah.
So
And then there's school.
what's the difference between bar, yeah, what's the difference between bar yoga and then like normal yoga, like
So with
play yoga?
bar, they on the perimeter of the studio, there's an actual ballet bar. And we
So
don't do
it's not
any
crazy
intense
to.
ballerina moves. It's more there for balance. And like the format where I'm teaching, you do a little warm up and then plank, push ups, arms, and then a leg set, abs, and cool down. So it's really a full body thing, and you're moving a lot. And I think yoga is more, it's extremely hard too, but maybe more balancing and stretching, I guess.
Yeah, right on.
How do you balance that out with your racing and training? Because I feel like sometimes, like, it could also be very easy to overdo it with, you could get easy in a flow, and then like you could just even have finished a hard training. And so do you kind of like tone it down when you're training hard or about to go do a race, or
Yeah, for sure. And
you do?
for me, it's been good cross training. I don't do any weights in the weight room. For me, this bar and yoga is a better option because, like, you're working hard when you do it, but you don't get super sore like you do with weights. So for me personally, it's been good cross training.
All self body. I mean, that's the beauty of it. But dang, that's phenomenal. That's so cool. So what's right now you're about to go to California, and then do you aware of your schedule after that?
Yeah, so I'll be out there a week. I'll come home for 3 weeks, and that'll be like the final push for training and tuning up. And then I think I go back to California for a race. And then from there, we fly to DC for Armed Forces, and then Tulsa, Knoxville, Dairyland. And then that's the whole June of racing. And then July, yeah, back on the road. So it's coming, the season's coming.
Yeah, that's so exciting. That's
Yeah.
awesome. So are you going to do the men's races in those or the women's?
Like once we go to DC, from there on I'll be in all the women's races. Maybe these next 2 times California, I'll do the men. We'll see what makes sense with training. state, but yeah.
That's awesome. Sweet. Well, Skylar, we're super grateful to have you on. Do you have kind of any final thoughts or anything you'd like kind of share before we call it a night?
No, thanks for having me. It's been cool following both of you guys, like to be teammates with Tyler. Now it's really neat. I think we met at June or Worlds in 2015. So, and then with TJ, yeah, it's cool watching your artwork and to see where you're going as well.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's Tyler, you there?
He might be on mute.
He might have been on mute. I can't hear him. Oh,
But this was cool.
no. Yeah, Skylar, thank you so much. And where can everyone follow you? Like, can you tell us your Instagram thing?
Sure. Instagram is at sky underscore Schneider underscore.
And then your team is Legion.
Legion of Los Angeles.
Sweet. That's awesome. That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much, Skylar. I wish Tyler could say goodbye as well, but yeah, we're super grateful to have you on and wish you an amazing season and just, I mean, keep inspiring. It's super cool seeing you mix it up with the guys and doing your thing, and it's crazy hearing about yoga teacher and a bakery. Like, you're that's I mean, the yoga teaching, just teaching in front of a that's you're doing so many cool things, and the
Yeah.
courage that it takes to do that, like take your hat off, you know.
Thank you.
Applause. So
Yeah.
yeah, but all right, Skylar, we'll let you go and have a
Well,
great night.
take care. Hopefully see you out there
Yeah, have a good
somewhere
one.
this year.
Take it
Thank
easy.
you.
Bye.
Bye.